My dad's gonna use my baseball game for Sunday school tomorrow. I hope he makes me a good example.
I think he will. You know, you had some pretty spectacular moments on the field today. Do you like to play baseball or softball? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. I love playing baseball, and I remember in my first baseball game way back in elementary school, my friends tried to distract me as a joke when I was up to bat, but I knew that I had to focus on my coach if I really wanted to score a run. You know, as Christians, you should be the same way. You need to keep your mind and your heart open to God so that He can speak to you, either through the Holy Spirit or through the Bible. Why? Well, just listen to Proverbs 2:9. It says, "If you listen to him, you will understand what is just and fair and how to do what is right." And now our story. It's called Baseball Lessons Part 1. "How did you like our game today, Dad?" asked August when he and Riker got in the car after their baseball game. "It was great," said Dad. "Do you mind if I use you guys for an example in my Sunday school class tomorrow? Our lesson is about our Christian walk with Jesus, and you gave me some good examples. Can you boys figure out what they are?" Riker and August looked at each other and shrugged. "Because we were on the winning team?" August guessed. "Good thought," said Dad. "With Jesus, you're on the winning team too. He defeated sin and death when he died on the cross and rose again. But I had some other things in mind. One of them was something Riker did." Riker grinned. "Something good, I hope." "Yes, something good. I noticed that while you were waiting for your turn at bat in the sixth inning, some boys in the bleachers were calling out to you just as your coach came up to say something." "Yeah, those guys are on my soccer team at school, and they wanted me to come over to the fence and talk to them," Riker explained. "Well, I'm glad you didn't let them distract you and miss what your coach wanted to tell you," said Dad. "It's important to listen to him." "Right," said Riker. "Coach Tim always tells us that too. But why did that remind you of Christians? I don't get it." "That's the way we need to listen to God," Dad explained. "He talks to us through his word, the Bible, and the Holy Spirit helps us understand what it says and how we should apply it to our lives. Sometimes we don't pay attention to him because we're so busy doing our own thing. Other times, we might be distracted by what other people are saying or wanting us to do." "So if we're easily distracted, how can we be sure to listen to him?" asked August. "I think I know," said Riker. "By taking time to read the Bible and pray?" Dad nodded. "That's one way to listen to God's voice. He also speaks to us through his church, his body of believers. As we worship and learn about God together and share our struggles with one another, the Holy Spirit speaks to us and guides us in His truth and love." So how about you? Do you listen to the Lord? He speaks to you through His Word and teaches you its truth through other Christians such as parents, pastors, and teachers. Be alert to what God is saying. When it's different from what your friends or other people tell you, be ready to say no to them and yes to God. Listen to Him and trust Him to guide you in your walk with Jesus. Our key verse is found in Acts chapter 5, verse 29.
We must obey God rather than people.
And our key thought today, listen to God. When you're eating lunch or doing homework, do you like listening to silence or do you want to listen to fun music picked out just for you? If you chose music, then ask your Amazon Echo device to play Keys for Kids Radio. Dance to music from Seeds Family Worship, Hillsong Kids, and more, and jump into the action with stories like Adventures in Odyssey and Paws and Tales. It's the best way to make faith and fun a part of your everyday. So turn up the awesome by asking Alexa, play Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.